For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Ich warte seit Wochen auf diesen Tag und tanz vor Freude über den Asphalt, als wär's sein Rhythmus, als gäb's sein Lied, das mich immer weiter durch die Straßen zieht. Komm dir entgegen.
Hallo und welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga Podcast. I'm Manu Feit, hier ist Stefan Biankowski. Stefan, very snowy here, very snowy where you are, very snowy in Germany, snow everywhere, and this is going to impact the match day. I'm going to explain, of course, when we get to it, but first of all, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm doing okay, Manu. Had a good day, but I got a message through just when we started recording, which has actually put me in a bit of a bad mood. It's a message from Robert Ryan, who I'm sure he listens to the show, because he messaged me saying this. He said, "Hey Stefan, I see preseason you wondered in your pod about Leverkusen pushing for the title, and I knew you knew your stuff, so I put them on at 50-1. So if Bayern do it, then please let me allow me to pop in a wee something via PayPal." Or whatever method for a wee something, by the way. So basically, Robert has just said that he put Leverkusen on at 50-1 at the start of the season. And he's let me know now that we're halfway through the season and they're still on top, that bet comes through, he's going to send me some money. Robert, don't worry about it. It's all yours. You deserve it. Because I was foolish enough not to put the bet on myself. And I was just saying to our colleagues before we started recording that I really need to start listening to my own advice sometimes.
So, I mean, you're in a good situation that your excuse can just be, and this is my excuse, that in North America, we're not supposed to bet on the sport that we cover.
Right.
So that's your excuse. You weren't supposed to do it anyway. So I know in the UK, they're a little bit more liberal about it. But it's a big no-no if you're part of a soccer riders union, which I am, then that's actually one of the things that you're not supposed to do. It's a thing that they do in all sports. Like, yeah, I'm allowed to bet on NBA, NFL, NHL, all the other sports, but not on soccer. So, yeah, that's my excuse. But yeah, I guess you don't have that excuse. So sorry, Stefan.
Look, I'm just happy if our listeners get to profit off of our genius. Then I'm happy.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I felt like a good little segue into our preview show as more people spend the next 20 minutes listening to our other predictions.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I hope that there's some other people that get something out of these preview shows and maybe out of our predictions and maybe make some money off it. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of fantasy football fans and then, of course, fantasy tippers and so on. So, yeah, hopefully they get something out of it. But Stefan, we should dive into it right after this break. With the NFL playoffs in full swing and the NBA season right in the midst of it, BetOnline has you covered with all the up-to-second odds, news, and scores. With additional odds, lines, trends, and info on both desktop and mobile, you can access the world's best wagering information anytime. Head there today to get into the action and see all the updated odds. Remember to use the promo code BELIEVE, that is B-L-E-A-V, BELIEVE, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Yeah, Stefan, I think the first thing we need to mention here, and this is the Friday game, which is now off. Mainz against Union Berlin. So no Friday game. Just keeps checking the schedule. I think there's a couple other games that are under question marks. I heard some rumblings about maybe Köln against Dortmund also because of the snow. So just something to keep an eye on, I guess, as we go into this match day. We're not going to predict Mainz against Union because we don't even know when it's going to take place. We don't know what the squad is going to look like, right? So like, we're just going to shelf that prediction. Poor Union though, Stefan. This is the second time this has happened to them this year.
Yeah, they'll be playing till August at this rate if they can finally get some of these games rescheduled. It's really interesting actually because, you know, obviously the winter break is a big part of German football, but when the winter break actually takes place is perhaps something that we maybe have to take up for reopen to debate, because obviously this happens just about every year where we take time off and then everyone comes back and then that's when the winter or that's when the weather really gets bad. At least in my part of the world, January is always worse than December. So
it's usually in Germany the same too. The winter break is poorly timed. They would be better off to do it in February.
And yeah, you're probably Christmas. Right. Or the second or the last 2 weeks of January, maybe. Poor Union, but I'm sure they don't mind an extra break.
No, gives them some more time to gel. Stefan, on that note too, I hope that wasn't your match of the week because we didn't actually clarify before we went on. We usually do this off the air, I guess. Listeners get to listen to a little bit of how this works. But what's your match of the week this week?
Obviously there's the big top spiel.
That's the big one,
I'm happy to take that one unless you want it.
Go for it. Okay. And I will pick the Hessen Derby between Darmstadt and Frankfurt.
So perfect.
We have that figured out, but that is not the games that we start with. We start with Freiburg against Hoffenheim. That is the first of the Saturday games. People wondering how I determine which one of the Saturday games I pick first. Well, it's simple. I just follow what the Bundesliga.com app says. So that's the one that they list first. It's also a derby, a Baden-Württemberg derby. I had a pretty hard time predicting this one, Stefan. I went with a 1-1 draw in the end. Both those teams, good. Hoffenheim, I actually thought, played really well at Bayern Munich to kick off the restart after the winter break. They're now away again because obviously this is now the start of the Rückrunde, right? Mm-hmm. Which means we're reshuffling the deck. So they're way back to back, but you know, I just sense this is going to be a 1-1 draw between two pretty good sides.
Yeah, this is a hard one to call. It should be a good match. Hoffenheim have had two back-to-back away games to start off the year, but I think they'll be more than happy with that because they have been better on the road this season. Obviously, putting that Bayern game to one side.
Where they were,
they've got they've got the third best away record in the league behind only Bayern and Bayer, Bayer 04, Leverkusen. And I actually think they'll probably add to that tally in this game. I've gone for a 2-1 win to Hoffenheim just because even though Freiburg haven't been bad at home, they've only lost one game, but that draw to Union Berlin last weekend made me really wonder whether they've actually kind of managed to kick on at all. They've kind of finished 2023 in a bit of a slump, losing 3-2 to Heidenheim, and that draw last weekend didn't really give me any hope that they've managed to turn a corner. So I think it'll be a very tight game, but I think Hoffenheim might just squeeze this one.
Yeah, that was, I almost went with that result. So we'll see if this is one of those where, you know, you're never supposed to go back on your test. When you have multiple choice and you go with the first choice, you're never supposed to go back. We'll see if that's going to bite me in the butt. But up next is Köln against Dortmund. As I said, some slight doubts on whether this game will take place or not. It is on at the moment. Köln is optimistic that it will take place. But are they going to be optimistic about the result here, Stefan?
I think they will. You know, I think that Darmstadt result last weekend, it wasn't a perfect performance, but it was exactly the kind of result we expected. And, you know, for all Dortmund's faults under Terzic, they do seem to have a decent knack for just kind of picking up these points against the bottom half of the teams at the bottom half of the table. And I don't really foresee any big changes here. I think Cologne probably did well to get a point last weekend. We kind of talked a lot about it, actually. I think it was my game of the week, if I'm not mistaken. You know, a big kind of six-pointer against Heidenheim, they get a point from that. So they're still, you know, they haven't been really cut adrift just yet at the bottom of the table, but I still think they've probably not got nearly enough about them to kind of beat or take points off this Dortmund side. So I wouldn't be surprised if Jadon Sancho featured, and I wouldn't be surprised if Dortmund picked up a win here.
Yeah, two things about this. Mats Hummels expected to return after he missed the Darmstadt match with a sickness. And Jadon Sancho expected to start on the bench again. Probably getting more minutes this time around, I would suspect. So, yeah, I'm really curious to watch this. I did go for a 2-0 Dortmund win in Köln. They are back-to-back away on the road as well, right? After being in Darmstadt last week, being in Köln this week. It's kind of a really good, if you need to have two back-to-back away games, Stefan, these are probably the two that you want at the moment, because that's two opponents that are not good. And having them on the road back-to-back, you're still likely to pick up 6 points here.
Yeah, and it's also two teams that Dortmund can kind of iron out a lot of kind of creases in their attacking team. You know, for anyone who didn't catch the first half of the season, Dortmund really looked quite dysfunctional in attack, and while I didn't think their performance against Darmstadt was a real 10 out of 10 performance by any means, you know, it was good to see Marco Reus and Jadon Sancho link up. Moukoko came on and scored an incredible goal, and you know, it felt like, you know, I mean, Darmstadt are quite literally the worst team in the league right now, so it was the perfect kind of cannon fodder for Dortmund to kind of exercise some demons and just kind of make sure they're back on track. And I suspect Cologne will probably be something similar. With all due respect to them, they're struggling just as badly as Darmstadt. They've only got one extra point now and I'm on the table. And yeah, it could prove to be a really useful start to the year for Dortmund, especially in an attacking sense.
Yeah, we'll see. This next one, Stefan, Stuttgart against Bochum. Stuttgart in Bochum. I'm really curious how Stuttgart will rebound from that 3-1 defeat to Gladbach, where I actually thought Stuttgart were the better side. They were caught early, right? Conceded two early goals, then fought their match. They fought themselves back into the match, but rather than scoring the 2-2 equalizer, conceded a third from a Gladbach side that loves to play counter-attacking football. There were some doubts midweek whether Dennis Undav is going to be fit for this game. It looks like he will be. And I think this is a perfect response game for Stuttgart in a very difficult environment. And with that in mind, I went for a narrow 2-1 win for Stuttgart. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good test for them. We didn't really get a chance to talk about Stuttgart on the main show just because there was so much to talk about elsewhere.
So much,
which is a shame. But yeah, it was a quite unexpected result. But I think they'll come up against a Bochum side who really know how to kind of throw their weight around at home. They also drew 1-1 with Werder Bremen, but it's worth noting that Bremen only just managed to rescue a point from that game with a last minute goal. And you know, I saw an interesting stat today which was worth mentioning, that Bochum this season have let 11 points slip from winning positions this season. And obviously that game was a perfect example of it. And if they'd managed to avoid those slip-ups, they'd actually be sitting sixth in the table right now. So, you know, it shows the kind of thin margins between success and well, not failure, but a lack of success, shall we say. Because Bochum are obviously sitting 14th right on the table, and they've got a bit of leg room between them and bottom three, but it's not much. Having said all that, they have been good at home this season, particularly at grinding out draws. They've got 2 wins, 5 draws, and just 1 defeat. And off the back of that result against Gladbach, I do suspect that Stuttgart might struggle here. So I've actually gone for a 1-1 draw here.
Interesting. All right, up next is 9th against 11th. And that's Heidenheim against Wolfsburg. Heidenheim being the team in 9th. Stefan, I don't think many expected that after the Hinrunde. What's your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, so I mean, I think this will, we talked a lot about Wolfsburg actually last week because they also had a very tough match against Mainz, and we talked about how Niko Kovac is still very much under pressure, and ultimately that game ended in a 1-1 draw, and it felt to me like there wasn't much to take for either side really. Neither team really created many chances at all, and you know, Wolfsburg obviously took the lead, and then Mainz managed to pull it back in the second half. And it strikes me still a case of this Wolfsburg side just kind of really struggling to kind of get out of first gear, really. And I suspect they'll probably really struggle against this Heidenheim side. Maybe not to the extent that they'll lose, but I just can't really see them winning, to be honest with you. On top of that, Wolfsburg's record away from home isn't great. They've got 3 defeats in the last 5 games. They've conceded over 3 goals in their in 5 of the last 6 away games. So I was very, very close to giving this to Heidenheim, but for some reason I've gone for a 2-2 draw. I don't know why. I just feel like Wolfsburg are doing enough to stay afloat, but they're just not doing enough to convince anyone. So a 2-2 draw at Heidenheim's is that kind of example where it just doesn't move the needle at all, doesn't do Niko Kovac any favours, but it also wasn't enough to sack him, I guess.
So I do think Heidenheim are going to take this. I went for a narrow 2-1 win for the team in 9th. I just think that at home they have a better plan than most teams that come there, and that includes the top 4. I think that they're just a very well structured team, where everyone knows exactly what they're doing. It's a typical greater than the sums of all parts club, right? And, you know, I think that structure and that ability to play very good football serves them in a league where structure sometimes gets thrown out of the window, including by this Wolfsburg team. And I think that is what's, in my mind, is going to just about give them the win here. And of course, that begs questions then if that happens. I think even a draw, Stefan, because Wolfsburg drew 1-1 to Mainz, right? To start the second half of the season, or the post-winter break part of the season. And I think if they don't get all 3 points here, that could really ring the alarm bells in the Autostadt.
Yeah, I think it's a fair point. Sorry, I just was completely checking something on my phone there. I got a phone call which I had to quickly turn off there. Are we still talking about Heidenheim here, or have we moved on to Darmstadt?
Yes. No, we can move on to Darmstadt. It's all good. Just sorry. Agree with me. It's fine. Like, I feel like this is like a revenge for what I did to you yesterday when I got a phone call right in the middle of a podcast from a source.
Yeah, it's one of those phone calls where you spend 10 seconds thinking, why is that person phoning me right now? And then
and you come back in three times.
Yeah, I'm like, it's fine, man. Who's talking about Heidenheim? I can just zone out for 30 seconds and then I come back in and there's a question thrown at me.
It's January. It's a time when you get phone calls out of nowhere when you are a journalist covering transfers. I'm just saying that. So, okay, that's fine. Let's just move on to my top spiel, which is Darmstadt against Frankfurt. Hessen Derby. still laughing about the fact that you got interrupted this time and me yesterday, but I just think it's hilarious. I actually, you know, yes, this is at the Böllernfall Tor, Darmstadt. CJS is a big derby. I think for Eintracht Frankfurt fans, the real big derby is against fourth division side Kickers Offenbach. So I don't know how much they value this. But you know what? This Darmstadt side, yeah, they had their chances against Dortmund, but in the end of the day, they still lost that game 3-0. And I actually sense that Frankfurt, with all the firepower that they now have added to the side, I think they're going to win this game 3-0 as well, Stefan.
Yeah. This, to me, felt like one of the easier ones to call. Frankfurt have been pretty solid on the road. They're actually sixth in the table right now in terms of points picked up away from home. Most recent one, of course, coming against Leipzig. Having watched that game, I didn't think Frankfurt were incredible. I think if they had if the game had finished with a draw or even a late winner from Leipzig, I'm not sure Frankfurt would have had too much to complain about. But, you know, they played to their strengths, and, you know, a win's a win at the end of the day. But I feel like this clash against Darmstadt will be much easier for them. And I've gone for a 2-0 win and a pretty straightforward one at that.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With the NFL playoffs in full swing and the NBA season right in the midst of it, BetOnline has you covered with all the up-to-second odds, news, and scores. With additional odds, lines, trends, and info on both desktop and mobile, you can access the world's best wagering information anytime. Head there today to get into the action and see all the updated odds. Remember to use the promo code BELIEVE, that is BLEAV, BELIEVE, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. I think too that you have to keep in mind that Leipzig game was the first one with the new additions, Donny van de Beek and Sasha Kalajdzic, right? Now they had another week. They had a first full game. A win against Leipzig will give you that confidence, you know, to think, okay, look, we didn't play great, but we can win those games. And then you go to Darmstadt, where you are, from a quality perspective, that much better. I think that is a big element here as well. So, yeah, I full agreement here. Frankfurt are going to win this. It's just a matter of by how many goals. Next is your top spiel, Leipzig against Leverkusen. Oh, boy, this is going to be a really good game, Stefan.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, having just talked about Leipzig briefly there, having lost that game against Frankfurt last weekend, and we talked about it on the main show as well, for anyone who missed it, more or less suggested that, you know, despite losing that game, I thought Leipzig did just about everything right. You know, they went through the motions, they created the chances, they more or less defended pretty well. And yeah, they came away with no points, but I think it's one of those games where fans would probably walk away thinking, well, you know, any other time, if we played that game another 100 times, we would have won it 99 times. So in a weird way, it was probably pretty decent, training or, you know, preparation for this clash against Leverkusen, because it was a decent performance first and foremost, and I suspect they'll probably put on a really strong performance against Leverkusen. I think this will be a huge test for Leverkusen, and you know, obviously the manner in which they won last weekend was just incredibly dramatic, but also in a kind of similar sense where they dominated the match, they did everything right, and whereas Leipzig were kind of, you know, punched in the gut and kind of lost their points to a kind of smash and grab effort from Frankfurt, Leverkusen were able to ultimately grind Augsburg down and get a late winner. So I think both teams are playing really well right now, and it's really, really, really hard to call them right now. I've gone for a very narrow win for Leverkusen just because in these big games this season, they really have stepped up. The one against Bayern Munich, perhaps the most obvious example of that. But they've been really good when they've had to be. And yes, they're missing Boniface, but I think Patrick Schick, who looked maybe a little jaded or a little tired last weekend, should be able to kind of turn it on this weekend. He should be back to full fitness. And I think Leverkusen will win 3-2.
Yeah, I went for something similar. I went for a 2-1 Leverkusen win. Couple factors that I calculated into this is that unlike the Augsburg game, Florian Wirtz is expected to start this one, right? There was a slight concern that they had with his fitness. He trained well this week, so he's going to start this game. So I think that is that will make a big difference. One question mark is Grimaldo, whether he can start, although, you know, there's some sense that he will. But I spoke to Louis Openda midweek as part of a roundtable, Stefan. I did a quick profile for Transfermarkt and then a long read on Louis Openda in Leipzig for Gegenpressing. So that's both those articles are out if you want to check them out. And he spoke a lot about confidence and how this team still has to grow and find chemistry. And, you know, you do get the sense, and this was something that I pointed out in this article, you can see Leipzig's potential and what they will be when those pieces all start to click with one another, right? In fact, you want to take a look at Leipzig now and where Leverkusen are now. I think that is basically where Leipzig could end up. But I just don't think they're there yet. I think that consistency is just not there yet. You saw it in the Frankfurt game. You still see it at times when they play against bigger opponents. The Man City game comes to mind, right, where they controlled the first half and still lost. And, you know, I think that while at times they're very flashy and have all the talent, I don't think they have the consistency yet to play against a Leverkusen team that it plays like a machine. So, you know, with that in mind, I think that Leverkusen are going to just edge this with a 2-1 win. So, yeah, like you, narrow win for Leverkusen, which, of course, exciting for the title race, has implications for the Champions League race too, because Dortmund could now catch up with Leipzig, right? If all predictions hold, then that would put them even on points, but still with a gap in goal differential. So, yeah, makes it exciting. Let's wait and see. All right. Up next, Bayern against Werder Bremen. Let's keep this short. Bayern are going to win this game 4-0.
I've gone for 2-0.
Or 5-0, or 3-0, or 2-0, yeah. Or, you know, they're going to win it.
Yeah, more or less. it'd be nice if Werder Bremen caused some sort of shock, and we could talk about it on the Monday show. But for now, the less said about this game, probably the better, because it seems unlikely to be an upset.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll recap it, but yeah, there's no reason to really dwell on this. Then there's Gladbach against Augsburg. What do you think here, Stefan?
So, you know, you mentioned Gladbach briefly and the result that they picked up last week unexpectedly against Stuttgart. And I think, I can't remember if we mentioned this in the show, if we just talked about it in our group chat, but if you look at how Gladbach's season's gone, if you kind of take those first six or seven games out of the equation, where I think they went six games without winning, they finally picked up a result. I wouldn't say it was against Augsburg. I don't know if it's true, but maybe it's just top of my head. First win of the season. Since then, they've actually kind of slowly but surely started climbing up the league table. And I was quite surprised to read the or actually find in the form table, if you take the last 10 games in the Bundesliga, Gladbach are actually 7th. Which maybe suggests that, it certainly suggests that they have, but they are slowly but surely becoming this Gerardo Siona team that I think a lot of Gladbach fans were hoping would happen, because he's obviously a very good head coach. They still got plenty of decent players, and they just seem to be grinding out results when they can. Over the last 5 games, and they beat Hoffenheim, they've beaten Gladbach, they've beaten Stuttgart. Sorry, they didn't beat Werder Bremen. Sorry, they drew with Werder Bremen. They're picking up decent results. They've also won 4 of the last 5 home games. So, long story short, I think if you consider that alongside the fact that the kind of new manager bounce is kind of no longer bouncing, I guess is the expression, at Augsburg, they are actually second bottom in terms of points won in the last 5 games, third bottom rather. I think Gladbach will win this game, so I've gone for a 2-1 win.
Yeah, I went for something similar. I went for 3-1 win for Gladbach. I was really encouraged by their performance last week against Stuttgart. I thought it was quite impressive the way they played it. It's a great match plan. There were some questions about player, but he looks like he's going to play from what I've seen. I mean, he had some. I think he picked up a knock, but. Yeah, it looks like he's actually going to be available. And so, yeah, you look at this team, they look just so transformed. And the ability for them to having found players like Robin Hack and Roko Reitz right out of nowhere, or Luka Netz is another one, and the eternally linked to the Premier League, Florian Neuhaus, all rediscovering their form, it's remarkable. And that's great. If Gladbach can, play a really strong second half of the season, they can sniff around the European places pretty quickly. And a 3-1 win here against Augsburg would certainly do that. So, yeah, let's see. Hopefully the matches all take place, because we spend quite a bit of time previewing them. Again, disclaimer. The match between Union Berlin and Mainz has been postponed. And then, of course, shout out to the sponsors. This podcast is brought to you by Believe in association with Get German Football News, who are so kind every week to post this show on their side and our predictions. And Stefan, any final thoughts before we wrap up this week?
Let's just hope all the games are on, everyone can get to them safely, snow finally leaves us in peace, and we can crack on with 2024.
Yeah, God, I mean, it's always a yearly reminder that winter doesn't actually start until December 21st. We have another 3 months of this. we'll get through it somehow. As I said, check out the newsletters. Stefan has a great one on Mario Götze. Matt Ford with his first weekly on German fan culture, some really great stuff in there. I spoke to Louis Penner this week, so that's out. Then the transfer show is out with a big wrap up on what's going on with Gio Reyna. That's for subscribers only, so check that out, or so take out a subscription if you haven't already. And then we did a bonus show with Uli Hesse on the life of Franz Beckenbauer as well, and that's for subscribers only too. So if you're interested in that, go take out a subscription and give it a listen. We'll be back soon. Until then, auf Wiedersehen.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.